them. Some of them had to come to Elwha County with the idea of being cowboys, though mostly the work that needed doing was getting in the hay crop and the wheat. Martha Lesson was the first girl he had seen advertising herself as a bronco buster.
"No, I'm not," she said. "I've been riding and doing ranch work since I could walk. I can break horses."
He smiled and said,
"I just bet you can,"
which was a remark about the way she was built, big and solid as a man and 5'11 in her boots. Or he meant something about her old-fashioned cowboy trappings, the fringed batwing chaps well scratched up, and her showy big platter of a hat much stained along the high crown and the rolled edge of the brim. Then he said, not with serious misgiving, but as if he had discovered something slightly amusing,
"Breaking to saddle. So I guess that means you're not interested in breaking horses to harness."
She could have found plenty of work around Pendleton, where she had come from, if she had wanted to break horses to drive. So she said stubbornly,
"I'd just rather train a stock horse than a wagon horse, if I'm able to choose."
He considered this.
"Well, go on up to the house, and I'll be up shortly, and we'll see about it."
He went back to feeding hay. She followed a line of telephone poles from the road back to the ranch house, which was a paintless tall box with skinny windows set among a scattering of barns and sheds and bunkhouses built variously of lumber and pine logs. A yellow dog scrambled out from under the porch of the house and barked once, and then walked up and smelled of the girl's boots.
"Hey there," she said,
which satisfied him, and he walked off and flopped down in the hard dirt at the edge of the porch steps. Elwha County was more than two-thirds taken up by the Clark's Range and the Whitehorn Mountains, with the towns and most of the ranches lying in the swale between. This house stood on the first moderately flat ground at the foot of the Clark's, its front windows facing south across the valley toward the Whitehorns. The girl wondered what sort of view could be seen from those windows, and she turned in the saddle to look. There had been a little cold rain earlier in the day, and the clouds were moving southeast now, dragging low across the pointy tops of the lodgepole and yellow pine stands in the far distance. There was no telling whether the serrate line of the Whitehorns might show in better weather. By the time she turned back toward the house, a woman had come out on the porch and was wiping her hands on her apron. She was just about exactly the age of the man who had been feeding cows, which was 50, and she stood there in black high-top shoes and a long dress and a sweater with the sleeves rolled up to the elbows, stood there wiping her hands and squinting at the girl.
Martha said, "I'm here to see about some work breaking horses. The man feeding cows in that field by the road said I ought to wait here till he came in to talk to me about it."
"Well, it's cold," the woman said. "You can put up those horses in the barn and then come in and have a cup of coffee. He'll be a while."
She went back inside the house. Martha watered her horses and led them over to the barn, but she didn't put them up. She left them standing, saddled in the open runway, out of the wind, then walked back to the house. The dog met her again and smelled of her boots and her chaps up to the knees, and she patted him on the head and went past him onto the porch. When she rapped lightly on the door, the woman inside called out,
"You'd better just come on in."
She tucked her gloves into her belt, scraped her boots as well as she could on the porch boards, and stepped inside. The dim front room ran the width of the house and was furnished more elaborately than Martha was used to, with upholstered chairs, carved end tables, Turkish rugs, kerosene lamps with elaborate glass shades. Thick draperies closed off the windows, which might have been to keep the heat inside. But Martha felt if there was any chance of seeing the mountains, she'd have left the windows open to the view. She crossed the room and went through a doorway into the kitchen, where the woman was pouring coffee into heavy china cups. This room was bare of the fussy furnishings at the front of the house. The long pine table and chairs and two kitchen cupboards were painted white.